Next, we meet the Chinese-American writer, Lisa Si.
Even though she has red hair, American author Lisa Si is of Chinese origin. More importantly, perhaps, she has made China the subject of her books. Last year saw the publication of Snowflower and the Secret Fan, which became a bestseller in the United States. Set in rural China in the 19th century, it tells of the hardships endured by women in a society in which foot-binding was still the norm. The novel also describes the secret language, Nu Shu, that women used for communicating with each other. Yet when Lisa Si met with Speak Up, she talked about the China of today. We asked her how many prejudices Westerners still had about the country.
A lot. I think a lot. You know, I think people hear, oh, this will one day be a superpower, an economic superpower. But I don't think people have a concept of what that really means and how much China has changed and how different it is today. Today, a city like Shanghai is the most modern city in the world, in the whole world. And yet, in the countryside, in some ways, it's still like it was 100 or 300 years ago. So in one country, you have this very old way, but also a very modern way. And I think it's very hard for people outside of China to see how these differences integrate and how they actually have an effect on the outside world.
We also asked her about the contradiction between economic wealth and the lack of political freedom.
You're exactly right. It's very hard to reconcile how people there think about human rights and then this great economic freedom. But what I think is happening is that the economic richness that is occurring right now and this huge growth is actually having an effect on individual rights. So, for example, they used to say, or the government says, no satellite dishes. But today, in even small remote villages, there'll be a satellite dish for the whole village so that they're seeing outside images from other parts of China, from other parts of the world. So I think as much as China sometimes tries to keep closed and keep people separated, that because of television, the internet, cell phones, this kind of communication that is going on not only just within China, but between China and people in China and the outside world is actually changing how the people think about freedom, individual thought, individual choice. And that's a kind of like a grassroots revolution.
In conclusion, we asked what she liked most about China.
The countryside is so beautiful. The people, even very, very poor people, these peasants, have such a kindness to them and an openness and a welcoming, so that, you know, I travel to very remote areas. And when I walk into a village, people come out, they want to have me come and have tea, they want to share their food, and they have almost nothing. And that, let me just say, you would never find that in the United States, ever. No one would ever invite a stranger in like that.